Chapter 43. Jek 7. Minrell struggled to keep her hands steady as she poured the tea. She kept her eyes lowered, but couldn't help glancing up at the man seated at the low table before her. He was so strong of jaw, so determined and aristocratic. How could this man have ever been called the idiot king? It was difficult for Minrell to comprehend. Granted, she had never seen the man up close before this day. She had heard the stories, though. She knew of his transformation. The man before her was less a mortal and more a holy being, like a herald. The finger of the Almighty had touched him, taking away his mind sickness and giving the three houses a strong leader in their day of need. He was the idiot king no longer. Already, people were whispering of a new title. The Awakened King. There was only one other man in the room, and he sat across the low table from the Awakened King. Minrell moved over, busying her nervous hands to make the shaking less obvious. This man was himself a symbol of King Avon's calling. Everyone knew that the Shin almost never fought beneath the command of a Kanaran leader. The arrogant foreigners considered all people of the East to be beneath them. It took a very special individual to earn their loyalty. A man like Jarna the Conqueror. Or like Avon Vedanel. The Shin man watched her with his unnerving eyes. He lifted his cup, his motions fluid and purposeful. Even the way he held his cup seemed graceful. Her hand suddenly slipped as she poured, jerking slightly and disrupting the stream of tea. But the Shin man somehow anticipated the motion and smoothly moved his cup in tandem with her slip. The flow of tea continued uninterrupted, not a drop spilled. The cup full, Minrell gratefully raised her pouring vase. The Shin man caught her eye, and Minrell paused. Instead of the cold arrogance she had expected to find therein, the man's eyes were understanding. Even comforting in their own way. Standing, Minrell backed away to leave the room.
Stay, King Avon commanded.
Minrell froze, then walked back to the table and knelt beside it, her chest level with its top, as she waited upon her king's call.
So what do you think of our new accommodations, assassin?
The king asked his companion.
The first capital is a fine prize, and not just for the oath gates. There is a fairness and beauty to the buildings that one will not find in any city of Vaden design.
The Shin man did not reply, but sipped his tea quietly. The king's words were correct. Rhal Aram was a wondrous city. With their graceful columns and cromless angles, its buildings were far more beautiful than those in any Vaden city.
Speak, King Avon commanded. I can see the answer in your eyes anyway. Deafness teaches a man to read more than lips, assassin.
Deafness? The comment made no sense, but these were important men. There was little doubt they would speak of things far above the understanding of a simple 8th citizen serving girl, barely past the age of her Charon.
If this city is a place of beauty, the Shin man said,
his accent making even his words sound graceful,
then I have trouble seeing it through the blood that drips from its stones.
Minrell couldn't suppress a shiver. She had heard the stories, of course. The stories of the city's capture and the slaughter that had occurred. Her father had explained the necessity very sternly. Just like in the stories and ballads, sacrifices had to be made. Enemies were not just those who held spears, but any who might resist in their hearts. This was why the king had commanded Vaden's servants be gathered and brought through the Oath Gate to serve in Rhal Aram's palace. And this was why he had ordered the deaths of their Aleth counterparts. and his will was that of the Almighty. Did the awakened king not have power over the oath gates? Did he not command the loyalty of men who should have rightly tried to kill him? Had he not been healed by the Almighty himself? The king chuckled quietly at the Shin man's comment.
Do not idealize those who died, assassin. How many people do you think old Nolanarin killed when he captured this city in the name of Alethkar? It is only just that the same destruction should return against them. You speak of justice?
The Shin man's words were calm, but there was an insulting tone to them nonetheless. Minrell caught her breath, glancing up toward the dwelling, but no retributive strike fell to destroy the man for his blasphemy against the awakened king. King Avan just laughed again.
I am justice, assassin. Has not your blade proven that? After everything that has happened, still you doubt. Ilhadal will not let you live,
the Shin man said in a simple, direct voice.
The moment his daughter produces an heir of your line, you will be killed. One Shin assassin will not be enough to protect you on that day, idiot king.
Perhaps,
King Avan replied, holding out his cup for Minrell to fill again.
And, the Shin man continued, if he assumes that you are delaying the production of an heir, he will grow impatient.
He has his proof for the moment, King Avan replied.
Ah, yes, the Shin man said. Your stunt with the guards, executed within full sight of the wedding bed, so that rumors of consummation would spread. One wonders how any man could be unresponsive to such treatment of his daughter.
One wonders, King Avan said, how someone could be so ignorant of men's temperaments. Ilhadal Davar is no Tal Shekh, doting on the whims of wife and children. Ilhadal favors the spell of might and the unseen ballad of return. He is a man of ambition, a man who likes his music to contain simple beats performed loudly. To such a man, children are things to be dominated, and a failure of a daughter is a thing to be given only contempt. If I treat her likewise, I will be seen as a man of strength.
If that is the truth, then Ilhadal Davar is a fool,
the Shin man said.
A fool he is, King Avan replied. But not for the reasons you assume.
Minrell sat very still, trying to look unnoticed. I shouldn't be hearing these things, she thought uncomfortably.
But enough banter, the king said. What of the group who escaped?
Your scouts are having trouble tracking their movement through the caverns, the Shin man replied. It could take weeks to find them.
The king rubbed his chin, which sported a growing beard, something he'd apparently begun to grow only after his awakening. It was already becoming full, however, and was cut after Vaden fashion, giving the face the desired squarish look.
Do they have a map of the caverns? One that leads them to daylight? The king mused. Or was their flight to the caverns simply an act of desperation? My spies know nothing of this escape method, and they claimed to know a great deal about the palace.
Perhaps some of the palace servants could have told you more,
the Shin man said, his eyes hard. King Avan ignored the jibe.
We will have to move quicker, he said. Lady Yasna Corlin is a woman who needs to be dead. If my soldiers had let half the palace escape and killed her as ordered, then I would not be nearly as worried. We cannot risk her alerting her brother.
You can't hide a marching army, the Shin man said. What does it matter if she alerts them? We've taken the city quietly, but Elokar's scouts will warn him of your coming.
As long as he discovers my armies After he has weakened his forces by fighting his cousin, I will mind little. The joining of their forces is what worries me. And the Colin woman. I have been warned to deal with her. You will take a small force of soldiers and ride around the base of the mountain, watching for refugees and openings in the rock. Make certain those caves don't let out somewhere nearby where she could quickly make for Crossguard. The woman supposedly took a large number of people with her. She shouldn't be difficult to find. The Shin man nodded, rising to his feet. He didn't bow as he walked toward the door.
Wait, King Avan said. You have forgotten something.
The Shin man paused, turning back.
The girl needs to be dealt with. We have discussed things that need not be passed on to the other servants.
Minrel froze. The Shin man did likewise, his face flashing with the first vivid emotion he had displayed. Hatred. The girl? Me? Dealt with? How? King Avan reached out, dropping something onto the table. A small blue stone. Minrel scrambled to her feet, suddenly frightened, though she wasn't even sure why.
My lord, your majesty, I won't say.
The Shin man was fast. So amazingly fast. Minrel tried to stumble backward, but he caught her, hand going to her throat, and holding it just tight enough to choke off her words. He stood that way for a moment, eyes turned toward the king. Avan said nothing. Minrel looked toward him, pleading, tears forming at the pain in her throat. This was the Almighty's chosen, the awakened king. He wouldn't.
Please,
Minrel whispered in voiceless terror as the darkness closed.
I hate you, Jack whispered, carefully lowering the servant's corpse to the ground. She was just a girl, a child, really. A child in a land of children. Did that make the sin twice as bad? He looked down at her horrified, dead eyes and doubted such a sin could get any worse. He looked up. Avan Vedanar sat calmly. You didn't need to make her stay, Jack accused.
Then I would have had to wait for her to return when I wanted more tea, Avan replied.
So young. Oshanalakada, must you treat them so? And must I be your hand?
Again the words of his banishment returned to him, words spoken by the sacred Holotatinal on the day of his shaming.
This is your curse, to be the tool of those who know not truth, to share in their blasphemy but have no will to do otherwise. You are truthless.
He represented not only his own desecrated honor, but that of his people as well.
I have no truth, Jack whispered, and yet it binds me.
There is no truth, assassin, Avan said.
Jack stood looking over at Avan. There was a hunger in the man's eyes. It was almost as if he wanted Jack to break down and abandon his vows, to admit that Avan was right, that there was no honor or truth, and that people were as the birds of Avan's cages, things to be snapped and discarded. Yet what perversity would make the man wish for such a thing? If Jack broke his truthless bindings of honor, then Avan would lose his most efficient servant. Avan met his eyes, then waved him out of the room.